Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will get your calls in our next segment and speak to Ron San Miguel at the bottom of the hour. Ron is the author of The Modern Day Mystic, A Journey of a Songcatcher. He is a Tai Chi practitioner and the author of a very interesting book, which I read this weekend. We'll talk to Ron San Miguel at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website as well for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and help change the world with the power of a good nutritional supplement program. That's what longevity is all about, and that's what the longevity business opportunity is all about. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Ron San Miguel, author of Modern Day Mystic, Journey of a Songcatcher, will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we will get your calls in our next segment if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010, and as always, we love hearing from you. All right, Ron San Miguel at the bottom of the hour, your calls next segment. I want to continue talking about polysaccharides, long-chain sugars. I love these things because, number one, they're so medicinally and therapeutically valuable, and number two, they're completely non-toxic. They're a pharmacist's dream medicine. Pharmacists dream about medicine and pharmacology, and pharmaceutical companies dream about medicine that has no toxicity but has wonderful benefits. Of course, we know that if you go get your drugs at the pharmacy, all the drugs at the pharmacy have effects. Certainly they have effects. No one disputes that, but they all have a toxic profile. Nutrition, on the other hand, has effects. No one disputes that, but nutritional supplements, nutrients, have non-toxic profiles for the most part. They're not toxic. And polysaccharides fit that bill perfectly. Polysaccharide just means long chains of sugar. Proteoglycans are long chains of sugar with a little piece of protein attached to them. Glycosaminoglycans, likewise, GAGs, are long chains of sugar with a little amino acid stuck to them. For some reason, these long chains of sugar, whether or not they're attached to a protein, have wonderful, wonderful health benefits. Most of that is because of their electrical properties and because of their ability to hold on to molecules. These long chains of sugars have little openings or crevices in the chains. And these crevices can hold on to electrical energy or hold on to other molecules. And by virtue of this ability to hold on to electrical energy or other atoms, we'll say, these long chains of sugars have wonderful health benefits, particularly for the immune system. Some of you guys have heard of beta-glucan. We talk about beta-glucan a lot. I've been working with beta-glucan in skincare for many years. And as it turns out, these long chains of sugar are also not just important for the immune system, they're also important for the skin. That's how I got into understanding and studying these long sugar chains. And I've been using them in my skincare products for many years. But their real claim to fame is they help activate the immune system. And they activate the immune system in this very gentle, non-toxic way. Beta-glucan has incredible immune-boosting benefits, so incredible that if you look up beta-glucan in cancer, you'll find hundreds of studies that have been done on this stuff that's found everywhere in nature as an anti-cancer agent. Likewise, with fucoidin. Folks in longevity know about fucoidin. Fucoidin is a long chain of sugar, and like beta-glucan, it's extremely well-researched in terms of immune-boosting properties, its immune-boosting properties, and its ability to help fight cancer. But even though that's where the studies are, is on immunity and cancer, these things have other benefits too, particularly for helping build things, for helping build connective tissue. They stimulate the production of connective tissue. This is especially true for the GAGs, which are long chains of sugar with a little kind of amino group in there. I don't want to get too much into chemistry, but glucosamine is the classic example, and we all know about glucosamine and its benefits for helping build joints and cartilage tissue and all connective tissue in the body. Same idea. Glucosamine, beta-glucan. We talked about modified citrus pectin, fucoidin. All of these build connective tissue, stimulate the production of connective tissue. And by the way, this immune boosting properties that these long chains of sugar and the GAGs and the PGs have is not limited to cancer. They can boost the immune system for all health challenges, and that includes the current health challenge that is in the news, this inflammatory condition, this hyperinflammatory condition, and fibrotic condition that occurs with this current viral infection. You guys know what I'm talking about. It turns out that hyperinflammation, or inflammation in general, even the inflammation that's associated with aging, subclinical inflammation, microinflammation, is linked to a molecule that we've talked about for the last week or two called galectin. Galectin, you can tell by the name, is a type of lectin. Lectins are plant molecules that activate the immune system. Read The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry. Stephen Gundry was the first guy to talk about... Well, I shouldn't say that. Peter D'Amato, back in the 90s, in his book Eat Right for Your Type, first brought lectins to the attention of the mainstream. He was talking about something called WGA, which is a lectin that's found in wheat. But more recently, Stephen Gundry talks about it in The Plant Paradox. And that is that vegetarians and vegans, who sometimes can be holier than thou, should be made aware that there is a paradox when it comes to plants and when it comes to vegetarianism, when it comes to veganism, and that is that plants aren't exactly gentle and benign. Well, usually they are gentle and benign, but sometimes they have these components in them called lectins that can trigger inflammatory issues and autoimmune issues and really wreak havoc on a lot of things. Urinary tract infections, interstitial cystitis, for example, can be caused by these lectins. Digestive health issues can be caused by lectins. Galectin is a type of lectin. There's lots of galectins. Galectin number 3, or galectin 3, has been widely described as a regulator of inflammatory processes and fibrotic processes. And as it turns out, a lot of the symptoms associated with COVID-19, the current health infection, a lot of the problems associated with this current health infection are really about galectin. They're not about the virus. In other words, they're about the body's response to a viral infection, not necessarily about the virus. Well, guess what? You can use galectin 3 inhibition to help protect you from some of the body's responses, so-called cytokine storm, to viral infections. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 842-3660-10 is our number. Ron San Miguel at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back the Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. Lines open for you. We'll talk to Ron San Miguel at the bottom of the hour, author of Modern Day Mystic, Journey of a Songcatcher. And we'll get your calls. We have calls this segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about these long-chain sugars, these polysaccharides, especially when it has to do with blocking galectin, specifically galectin 3, which is a target molecule for many anti-inflammatory strategies. In fact, if you want to do one thing to reduce inflammation in the body, and by that I don't mean just blatant inflammation, but even microscopic inflammation that's associated with aging, you want to get on citrus pectin, modified citrus pectin. Citrus pectin is... Most modified citrus pectin comes from oranges. There's also grapefruit citrus pectin and apples, or apple pectin as well. You can get pectin from fruits and vegetables, of course. And in fact, fruits and vegetables contain lots of galectin inhibitors. You don't really talk about, when we talk about fruits and vegetables, we talk about the phytonutrients, we talk about fiber for the digestive system, but we don't often talk about these galectin inhibitors or these polysaccharides that have galectin inhibiting and anti-inflammatory effects in the body. But that's one of the major benefits of fruits and vegetables, and all fruits and vegetables contain these substances, all of them. This is just another reason why the carnivore diet doesn't make any sense. If you're just eating meat, you're not going to be getting these anti-inflammatory molecules, these anti-inflammatory polysaccharides, and that's unfortunate. If you're worried about getting a viral infection, you might want to consider supplementing with modified citrus pectin. This stuff is cheap enough to be used every day. It's not an essential nutrient. You're not going to find it in the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, but you can get it pretty readily. I like a brand called Pectisol. If you are to get a viral infection and you want to mitigate the symptoms, or you want to speed up healing, or you don't want to have to deal with progression, get yourself on modified citrus pectin, MCP, or eat a lot of oranges. Actually, you can't really get it from eating a lot of oranges because the stuff is in the peel, the pith of the peel, the white stuff in the peel. But you can get modified citrus pectin pretty readily. Reading from the journal Frontiers in Immunology, hyperinflammation and fibrosis in severe COVID-19, galectin 3, a target molecule to consider. This is the conclusion from the paper. We provide a strong rationale of the utility of measuring plasma galectin 3 as a biomarker in COVID-19 patients and propose the inhibition of galectin 3 as a feasible and promising new therapeutical approach. When did you hear doctors on TV talking about using modified citrus pectin or fruits and vegetables to reduce symptoms? If anybody believes the current narrative that you have to be medicalized and you have to be inoculated in order to protect yourself from severe prognosis or an unfortunate prognosis or hospitalization, you're crazy. I wish I could talk to somebody who actually believes this. I don't get to talk to anybody who believes this stuff because you guys are all on board and I'm pretty much preaching to the choir. But if you know anybody who supports medical inoculation or medicalization for dealing with a viral infection, I would love to get them on this program so we can have a little conversation. In any case, modified citrus pectin is not only important for dealing with immune problems and viral infections, but it's also important for all fibrosis. The main way, or one of the main symptoms associated with aging, is fibrosis. We become like fiber. We become hard. The body, human body, has to be flexible and soft. It has to be able to conduct electrical energy effectively. It has to be fluidized. As we age, we become less fluidized. As the body breaks down, it becomes more fibrotic. And this is the hallmark sign of not just the aging process, but of the disease process. The hallmark sign of the aging process, the hallmark sign of the disease process is fibrosis. A hardening of the body. We become hard. When we become hard, when our bodies become hard, and by the way, from an emotional and a psychic and a psychological and a mental perspective, we become hard too. We become less flexible mentally. We become less flexible emotionally and psychologically and spiritually as we get older. So it makes sense that the aging process, from a physiologic perspective, would also involve a hardening, a loss of flexibility. This hardening and loss of flexibility is associated with fibrosis. And the medical strategy for reducing fibrosis and hardening is to stop the body from making things. That's what statin drugs do.
Statin drugs keep the body from making cholesterol. Cholesterol is part of this hardening process that occurs inside the vascular system. Well, the hardening process is the issue, not the cholesterol. The fibrosis is the issue, not the cholesterol. And if you're thinking, well, I wonder if galactin plays a role in fibrosis of the heart and fibrosis of the blood vessels and in atherosclerosis, you'd be absolutely correct. Indeed, it does. Galactin mediated responses are involved in cardiac inflammation and vascular plaques as well. Oh yeah, modified citrus pectin. Hello, modified citrus pectin not only protects against immune problems and the cytokine storm and cancer, it also protects against the leading cause of death, which is heart disease and atherosclerosis. Diabetes involves fibrosis at the level of the pancreas. Well, guess what? You can use modified citrus pectin to reduce fibrosis in the pancreas as well. You see why I'm so unbelievably in love with these long-chain sugars, like Pectisol, Pectisol being the brand name for modified citrus pectin. Every single thing that can go wrong in the body can be modified by working with galactin, by inhibiting galactin. Now, as far as I know, modified citrus pectin is the only official supplement way that you can supplement that you can use to reduce galactin. But fibers in general will reduce galactin, particularly something called galactomannan. Galactomannan is like pectin. It's found everywhere in nature. It's found in all fruits and vegetables, especially high in guar. This galactomannan. I've been using galactomannan in skincare. In fact, I use these polysaccharides, these pectins and xanthan gums and tara gum and fenugreek gum. I've been using them in skincare for many years, not just because they have a thickening effect for products, but also because they have these anti-inflammatory benefits, these wonderful immune-boosting benefits, and these skin-building benefits as well. I know sometimes people will see xanthan gum in some of the Ingevity products. They'll want to know, what is xanthan gum? Xanthan gum is just a gum from a thickener. It's used as a thickener for various syrups and such. But it can also have galactin-3 binding properties, galactin binding properties in general, and anti-inflammatory benefits. This isn't something that you hear a lot about, by the way. Galactomannans, pectin, polysaccharides. There's a really interesting seed called fenugreek. Herb, I should say, fenugreek seeds or fenugreek fiber, which is found in the fenugreek plant, has been used to treat diabetes for many years. Fenugreek has got some interesting hormonal properties, but fenugreek is also a source of galactomannans and can help block galactin and galactin 3. I do fenugreek tea. Great for the digestive system, really soothing for the intestine and the stomach. Fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. Readily available on the internet or in health food stores. Make fenugreek tea. It's delicious. Tastes kind of like licorice a little bit. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Ron San Miguel is coming up next. We are going to talk about his book, The Modern Mystic. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual individual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 word of the year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Just before the 2020 presidential election, a laptop computer with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was blocked by mainstream media and social media. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill publication was on Fox News Monday morning, pointing out the hypocrisy that journalists pick and choose news stories based on party affiliation. New evidence shows President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, received a $30 million diamond from a company with ties to China's military.
When Googling the words Hunter Biden diamond right before coming on the air, I'm seeing almost 0.0 coverage of this. And this is likely due to the new golden rule of journalism. Thou shalt not broach, let alone cover, Hunter Biden in any capacity, unless it's to promote his art or to attack so-called right-wing media in making somehow him the victim. Look, Hunter sits on the third rail of journalism. He is untouchable. Despite time after time after time, he should be at the top of the list in terms of scrutiny, because here's why it matters, right? If he's compromised by a foreign adversary, it's a little early in the morning, like China, that does matter. And it compromises the president in Joe Biden by extension. And it raises a fair question. Why won't the current president press Chinese President Xi on the origins of COVID? There are nearly 800,000 Americans dead. More deaths this year than last year, despite having multiple vaccines and therapeutics. It should be at the top of Joe Biden's list in terms of things to discuss with the Chinese.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. You can also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link, and for a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also, would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy. I just opened up a new compounding pharmacy, by the way. So if you're interested in purchasing any prescription skin health products or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and you have a prescription, you can send them to, you can give me a call or send an email to ben@ksco.com or ben@thetruthrx.com, ben@thetruthrx.com, and we can take care of you. All our True Skin Health products were formulated in my skincare compounding pharmacy. They're now available to you at truthtreatments.com. That's truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, and that's why we have 2,000 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com to purchase our True Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, and we have specials running through December at truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Ron San Miguel is the author of Modern Day Mystic, Journey of a Songcatcher. Met Ron at the National Publicity Summit a couple months ago, and I was very intrigued. His book is quite interesting. I read it this weekend, and Ron's got some really interesting things to say about spirituality, culture, the arts, and social justice. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Ron San Miguel. Hey, Ron.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yes, good morning. Nice to talk to you. So you're somewhat famous in Oakland, I'll have to say. I did a little due diligence and research on you there. You've been involved with the legal system. What do you do out there in Oakland exactly?
I work for the city of Oakland, and we monitor local laws, labor laws. Labor laws as well as contracts for the city of Oakland.
So you have a day job, and then you have another job. You're a mystic, a modern-day mystic. How does that all work together with working for the government and social justice and trying to make a difference in the world? How does being a modern-day mystic fit into that?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a job. It's certainly been my life. I grew up having different experiences in life that I could not explain, and I remember sitting down. I was 21, 22, and I sat down with my mom and dad to see if they could answer some questions for me. And Dad said, "Son, there's a fine line between being a genius and being insane." And of course, I laughed, and my mom thought I should have my head examined. But then I found that my grandmother, my mom's mom, is full-blooded Yaqui Indian, and I talked with her, and that was the connection. I said, "Oh," and she talked about how spirituality of the native people is no different than the spirituality of any other tradition, any other custom, any other religion. Spirituality is spirituality no matter what your tradition is. And it fits into social justice because peace requires justice. And if we want to live in peace, we're talking justice, whether it's social, economic, you name it. We're all in this together. We need each other. And that's what it's all about.
So let me ask you a couple questions about this word justice. First of all, what does it mean, in your opinion? How would you define it? I mean, we all know, kind of have a sense of what it is, but how would you specifically define it? And do you think that this idea of justice is in the eye of the beholder, or is there one standard way of being that's just?
Well, in part of my studies and my master's program, we looked at restorative justice. And that's a program where you talk to the person that was convicted as well as the victim and or their families. And you talk to both sides and get prepared for about a year before they actually come together and meet. And it's all about forgiveness. And once that forgiveness takes place, justice is served. The legal system's one thing, but then I believe there's also moral justice. And that's the whole key, is that when people come together openly, honestly, and are willing to forgive, you know, that doesn't mean necessarily have to forget. But then forgiveness doesn't always require confession either. I studied to be a Catholic priest, by the way, and they decided I was too outspoken and radical.
All right, I can see that. I can see that, Ron. So, but I still want to get onto this thing of justice, because we have a justice system, right?
Yes, sir.
But it's clearly not a very good one, right? I mean, maybe it's the best one that we can do. It seems to me like justice is like kind of a hard thing to pin down. How can you assure that you have a just system when there's all these competing interests?
Wow. That's a good question. You're right. I think it's not perfect, but it's certainly the best that we have. And you compare, look at history in different countries, and it's hard. It's a hard
road,
because
it's hard to figure out just exactly how you can be just, or have a just society, or have a just government, or have a just world. It's not easy, because everybody has different interests.
Right. Well, there's an age-old debate about whether human beings are we basically good or basically bad.
What do you think?
John Locke and Thomas Hobbes debated that way back when. I think we're basically good, but unfortunately sometimes we're basically stupid. We don't think things through.
Do you think being a mystic or seeing the world from a mystical perspective will help you kind of guide you through to find what's just?
I think any time that we look within, see, I grew up thinking these experiences were rare, but turns out most people have these. We think of ourselves as human beings having a spiritual experience now and then. And I think it's the other way around. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And it's not unusual. A lot of people don't talk about these things, but I think the majority of people do have these type of experiences that they cannot explain. And I think the core value there is the spirituality that each of us has, the spark of spirits within all of us. And it's a matter of... Pardon?
I was going to say, can you define that, or is it the kind of thing like you just know it when it's there, this spark of spirituality or this sense of the mystical?
Define mystical.
Or is this sense of spirituality, or is it the kind of thing you just know it when it happens, or you know it when you're in touch with it?
Well, I was born and raised Catholic, but I was very much open to listen to other people. I'm not the type to say, it's my way or the highway. And I found that spirituality, nobody has a monopoly on spirituality, first of all. No tradition, no religion.
All right, hang on a thought. We got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to get back to this idea of like defining it, or is it something that you just know it? Is it something you know, or something you can define? Ron San Miguel is with us. His book, Modern Day Mystic Journey of a Songcatcher. More with Ron San Miguel on the Bright Side right after this.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
you might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Ron San Miguel, his book, Modern Day Mystic, Journey of a Songcatcher. So before I went to break, Ron, I want to nail this thing down. Is spirituality something that can be defined, or is it something that's undefinable and it's just something that you know? Or the sense of the mystic, we'll call it.
Well, when I was growing up having these different experiences, I didn't know what was going on. I was confused and asked priests and nuns, teachers of different traditions, different religions, studied comparative religions, and it was just dumbfounding. I just didn't know what this was until my grandmother sat me down, because oftentimes it was fear involved, and for me, the fear was incredibly strong. I'm surprised I survived some of these experiences because the fear factor was so great. And my grandmother taught me how to deal with the fear. And the thing was that I think it's once I became aware of what it was that was happening, it became easier for me. That's why I decided to write my book. It's not a spiritual guide for others. It's a sharing of my experiences with the hope that my journey will get other people, the readers, to reflect upon their own lives, look within, discover their talent, and share them with the world. I believe we're here to make it a better place, and that's why we have the talents that we're gifted.
All right, so how can you use this sense of the mystic or spirituality, whatever you want to call it, how can you use it practically, say, to alleviate fears, phobias?
Well, the spiritual connection is always, I think, the key. And for me, it's whatever your belief system is, you know, there is a supreme being, certainly greater than I. And I always look there for answers, and the comfort and the peace comes from maintaining that connection. It's a matter of practicing that awareness of the presence of the divine.
So what is that
for me?
How does that look like specifically, practicing the awareness? What does that mean?
Just paying attention, basically. Uh-huh. There's so many different things that speak to us, whether it's nature, music. I'm a musician as well. We talk about harmony in music. Well, there's also harmony in life that we can strive toward. We're all human beings. We need each other. But there's so much fighting going all the time, it's hard to get through the noise and get to the harmony of what our path really is. And it's basically taking an honest look at oneself and just being open to seeking and discovering and then hopefully sharing and embracing others. for me, it's about love.
All right. Now, tell me about Tai Chi. I've been really fascinated with it since I was a kid, watching people in the park do it. What exactly is Tai Chi, and how does that fit into this whole picture that you're talking about of mysticism and spirituality?
Well, I mentioned harmony in music and in life. Well, harmony in the body also. Movement, the breathing in Tai Chi is the most important part. And that breathing, what do we do that doesn't involve breathing? Whether it's exercise or prayer or meditation, singing, public speaking. The Tai Chi is that harmony of movement with silence and also the focus. The mind is so focused, it's incredible how it'll benefit and balance your body and your mind and your spirit. And it's meditation in motion, basically, Tai Chi. But it's also a martial art, very gentle form of martial art, internal style, working with energy and balance rather than brute force.
That always intrigued me because martial means military, right? So you're saying it's a military art in a way. Doesn't that seem like it contradicts this idea of peace and mysticism and spirituality? How does that work?
Well, remember the old TV series Kung Fu?
Yeah.
It was always about finding a gentle way to deal with the situation, whatever came toward him. That's what Tai Chi is. You interact with whoever's attacking you in such a way that you're trying to get them... Aikido's the same way. My son's working on a third-degree black belt in Aikido. It's using the opponent's energy against them rather than being aggressive. You just redirect their energy, and they don't understand what's going on. I only weigh 150 pounds, but I can move some that weighs 350 pounds, and they can't move me, and they can't figure it out. It's flabbergasting. But it's not about brute strength. It's about balance, energy flow. By touching someone, I know where they're off balance. I just help them be more off balance. And it's flabbergasting to people. It's a lot of fun, too, actually. But I don't want to hurt anybody. My dad was military since we were little, teaching us to fight. And I would always tell him, but Dad, I don't want to fight with anyone. But then I got into Tai Chi as a young adult, and then when he wanted to see what Tai Chi was, so I showed him how it works for self-defense, and he was a ruffian. My dad was a tough dude, San Antonio, Texas, and he's the type of guy that used to beat the crap out of anyone that would look at my mom when they were young. And he's a real tough guy. So I'm showing him what Tai Chi is, and he was... Same thing, flabbergasted. The dad is not about brute strength. You're bigger than me, you're stronger than me, but it's about energy flow and balance.
How can you use that in life? That sounds like there's a metaphor for bigger things.
People have asked me how I've used that and have I ever had to defend myself. I say, well, it's more than that. I've used it in my work. I've used it in community work. I've used it in my jobs. In debate with people. People get so aggressive these days and don't want to see, they don't listen to each other. So I look for balance in everything that I do. I'm not perfect, no one is, but we certainly can strive to be. I think we're all called to holiness. It's just a matter of whether or not we're willing to follow that path.
All right, so the breath is obviously very important for Tai Chi, very important for health in general. What do you mean by learning, relearning to breathe?
If you ever saw a baby lying on its back with just a diaper on, no shirt, when the little baby inhales, the tummy inflates like a balloon. We grow up and thinking, inhale, inflate, stick out your chest, tuck in your tummy. That's actually backwards, and that's part of the military soldier type of ideal, right? Pump up your chest, shoulders back. And I'm a singer, as I said, and in voice training, they teach you to support your voice with the diaphragm muscle. When you inhale, you fill up the diaphragm. So we breathe naturally as babies with the tummy. And we can relearn that. Most adults breathe backwards. On the inhale, they tuck in the tummy. You get more oxygen into the lungs, the lower part of the lungs, right? Breathing into the nose, letting it sink down into the abdomen, expand like a balloon, and when you exhale through the mouth, teeth slightly separated, then you contract the tummy. You can train yourself to do that. Do it 10 seconds inhale, 10 seconds exhale. Pretty soon, with practice, you can do 12. 20 seconds in here, 20 seconds. The whole idea is to slow down your breathing, and it energizes you and relaxes you simultaneously.
Have you noticed that people have a hard time actually breathing, even if they're paying attention to it?
Yes, especially when you bring to their attention on how they're breathing. And I work with people, well, I can't breathe in for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I say, well, you know, make pretend that you're sucking on a straw when you inhale through your nose and fill up the tummy. Makes it easier. You know, even if you put your hand up to your mouth like you're holding a straw and inhale that way, it makes it easier. And once you practice expanding the tummy when you inhale, you can then do it without imagining the straw.
What's your take on what's going on currently in terms of health, the current health crisis?
Well, the pandemic is one thing. It's certainly scaring everybody, and it's a hard thing to deal with. I've had family members who've passed, unfortunately, due to it. I have a cousin who's an MD. He specializes in respiratory disease. So
he
there's
died?
So much in the news.
Your cousin died?
It was another cousin that died. But his brother is a doctor. So anytime there's so much on the news and you don't know what to believe, so I always call my cousin. And he said, yeah, Ron, it's real. Of course, we knew it was real because my cousin, or his brother, had died. But anyway, it's hard, you know. I had no problem getting the shot because, you know, when I was little, we got the polio shot. And science has done a good job, I think, with dealing with a lot of disease. But it's scary because, you know, there's so much conflicting information. It's hard for people to figure it out.
Ron, that's got to be the last word. How do people get a hold of you or get a hold of the book if they want the book, Modern Day Mystic?
Well, it just now was published, and it's Amazon is still processing. It'll be available on Amazon within the next couple of days. The e-book's already available. They're still working on the hardcover for paperback version.
Awesome.
People can get a hold of me at ronsanmiguelauthor.com.
Ron San Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, ronsanmiguelauthor.com. Thanks, Ron, for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. And that
Thank
is all
you.
The time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.